in the arts, in music, in the philosophic moment, and in almost the whole of serious literature, solitude and singularity are of the essence.
It's still Tuesday the 21st, up as 5, I'm sitting in the house. Colleen has just gone for a walk on the beach at low tide. I demurred because I've been sunburned quite badly and I don't want to get another dose, even though the sun's quite low now. So I've come to sit in the house and we'll probably prepare a meal in the house tonight. It's simpler and easier than in the tent. But I'm not too sure how I'm going to get through the next 2 days. I'm just being inundated with images and memories and scenarios and of past activities here. And they won't stop crowding in on me. I realised one of the reasons I said I wouldn't come down onto the beach with Colleen was, and I'm moved to, actually, I often did that. She would walk and then I would change my mind, go to the beach. She would be on one end, just a little wee tiny figure in the distance, silhouetted against the evening sky. I'd be at the other end and we'd walk slowly towards each other. And then embrace, and then walk together. And often at that stage the wind would have dropped, it would be a completely still summer evening. The sea would be quiet because it was low tide. And we wouldn't talk much, we'd just walk. And I realised if I gave in to that temptation tonight, I know what would happen. As soon as I saw her in the distance like that, I would just fall apart. I'm falling apart nearly now, just thinking about it.
The creative motion is as individual, as entrenched in the citadel of the self, as is one's own never collaborative, never interchangeable death.
I couldn't resist it. And I'm looking at the expanse of low tide, and there is a single figure walking on that expanse, and it's Colleen. Just a small figure. And when I wave, she waves back. And I'm going to go across the stone barrier and down onto the beach. I'm going to walk towards and we'll meet and embrace, like we always have.
we shall see that this intimate kinship of poesis and of death, of the individuation of the aesthetic metaphysical act, and of the aloneness of personal extinction is central. It defines both processes by reciprocity.
Very windy. Colleen's wearing her orange shorts, black top, and a luminous green peaked hat. And sunglasses. She's getting larger and larger as she comes towards me. We're just a few paces away from each other now. Here she is. Hello, gorgeous. Hello.
Oh,
beautiful. Love you.
We create, or come close to creation, and we die in ontological isolation, in solidarity.